This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Female Health and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Women's health issues are a concern for millions of women globally, but oftentimes nobody knows where to turn to get their questions answered. Women's Health Dynamics Institute was created to provide a portal and platform to address a variety of women's issues, from what a woman is supposed to feel throughout her life. Dr. Joan Moon has a vast amount of knowledge and experience acquired throughout her career. She spent years as a labor and delivery nurse, lactation consultant, clinical nurse specialist, certified nurse midwife, and a university faculty member. Throughout the years, she discovered her innate desire to follow her passion of providing education on women's health issues. Dr. Moon, it certainly is a privilege to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So tell us your background and how you got started in the field of medicine.
Okay, well, I actually go back a long ways, and I became a nurse in the late 70s, and that's when I worked in labor and delivery, and then I went on to get my master's degree and became an advanced practice nurse as a nurse midwife and as a clinical nurse specialist. And then I began teaching at the university level. And I discovered in my practice and in my educating of young people that women do not understand their bodies. And when they have decisions to make, they often do not make decisions based on being informed about their particular body. And this always bothered me, but also to be able to teach that aspect of the body was very challenging, because when you read it on a one-page dimension in a book, it's very hard to take those three cycles within the cycle and understand it. So I was able to be involved in a medical education fellowship at the Medical College of Ohio. And I had a grant where I could develop a wonderful CD, because I had help from award-winning artists and web designers and physicians. And I developed a module that taught the menstrual cycle and all the components within it and what goes on with women's hormones during that cycle that is very important for them to understand. My personal interest in this started even earlier. When I first got married and I wondered what to do for birth control, and my doctor told me about the birth control pill. This was in the early 60s. And I didn't feel comfortable about it, so I didn't take it. And 2 weeks later, one of my friends died from that early birth control pill because of the level of estrogen. So I never took birth control pills because I was scared. Time has gone by, and certainly they have made birth control pills much safer. And what we don't want is women to not have some control over their reproductive health. That is so vital. So the education that I provide, I believe, gives women knowledge of their bodies, makes it possible for them to go in and have a meaningful discussion with their physician and make informed healthcare decisions. So that's my module part. That's part of the womenshealthdynamics.com website. That's the education, the first educational part. That's the technology. And then I decided within the last year to take that a step further and to gather women together to tell their stories about health and about life and about their experiences. And that is the storytelling part, because I love storytelling. And women love to tell stories, birth stories, you know, stories of resilience. And then what I did even further, because you can find stories all over the internet, but what I did further was I take the stories and I have a theme for the story. And oftentimes these women will have a favorite website related to that theme, or they'll have a book related to that theme, and they will share that as well. So they're sharing by the authors, and then I go in and I try to find evidence-based research on the theme. We often listen at nighttime to the news, and a research study will come on and they'll say, you know, the sky is going to turn green tomorrow, and that's one study. And people go to their doctor and they say, I want another pair of glasses because I don't want to see a green sky. So they ask for things that are based on one individual study, which is not a great idea. So what I do on my website is I go in and I look at evidence-based meta-analysis where many studies are looked at and then questions are answered. One of the latest ones that I just saw this week that I'll be putting up is the use of acupuncture for perimenopause symptoms. And this large, with thousands of women, they've looked at all the studies, and the studies do show that acupuncture can help with perimenopause symptoms. So that's kind of my background and how I got into it.
Quite interesting. Tell us, what inspired you exactly to start Women's Health Dynamics?
Well, when I developed the module, I had an earlier website that talked about the module, and then I sold my module on the website, and I've spoken nationally and internationally. I've spoken to homeschooling groups, I've spoken to universities and high schools, and I needed a site where they could go and purchase the module. So that original site came out of, you know, my original Women's Health Dynamics came out of that original module. This last year, we redesigned everything, and we made it larger because we've added that fourth component, the gathering place, which is where the stories are told.
Please describe why every woman should be joining this site.
Well, I think if women are interested in knowing about their bodies, if women are interested in knowing how the hormones work within their bodies, and that's the beauty of the slot of the module, is women would go in and they would learn about their bodies. But what I have brought to that module is a visual perception of what is going on at their in their bodies over the course of a lifetime. So I have the anatomy, I have the brain anatomy, I show what's going on with the brain and the release of hormones from the brain that go to the ovaries and into the endometrial lining of the uterus. It shows what those hormones that women are concerned about are doing within their body at any given time. And it shows the dynamic nature of a woman's body. It's just not down in their ovaries, you know, or in their uterus. It's throughout their system, and the wellness that they experience with their skin, the wellness they experience with their moods, just all the components of wellness that happen in their body, thanks to the hormones that exist in their body, are from this dynamic cycle. Now, if they have something going on and the hormones don't seem to be doing their job, or they need to figure out some way to work with their body and the hormones, then that's when they would go to their doctor or to their nurse midwife or their nurse practitioner, and they would work with them to have their lives be a little bit easier through self-care. But they would be doing it based on informed decision-making.
Today we are with Dr. Joan Moon, founder and creator of Women's Health Dynamics, who has launched a new web portal that helps women with basic health questions here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Moon, I understand that this is a membership-based site. How does the membership work?
Okay, this is a really important component of this because I get so weary of going on the internet and looking up information and having ads just pop up all over the place. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I know that people have to advertise in order to afford to do what they're doing. But it really distresses me. Last week I was looking up something on precocious puberty, and a site came up with three columns. And on the first column, there was information on precocious puberty. On the next column, there was a whole ad on Viagra. Now, I'm looking up young women's precocious puberty. I didn't need to see an ad on Viagra. And the next column was how to get rid of lice. And then all of a sudden, another ad popped up on the information I was trying to see. So because I'm really committed to my site, to the beauty and the information on my site, I really don't want advertising. I want to really have it be pristine, where women can go and enjoy it and not be inundated with other pieces of information that they're not interested in. So yes, it is a membership site. On the homepage, you can click for a free trial, and for 24 hours, you can look at three of the articles. but it's $9.95 a month. You buy the module for $20, and then you look at it and see what is offered there. But the site is $9.95 a month, and you get the module as part of that site. It's, as long as you have the site, then you can also access it. And there's also an educational page that has information on toxic shock. You know, so there's just a lot of other, there's women of a certain age where you go into your age group and see additional factual information. So the membership involves not only the storytelling, but the companion resources, a library, research, latest news. So there's a whole broad spectrum of information that's part of that $9.95 a month that really makes it very cost effective.
And very well priced and very affordable and of great value without a question. Where do you want to see women's health dynamics 1 year from now?
Well, I would hope that 1 year from now, I would see a robust site. The site is robust with information now. And in 1 year, I'm hoping that there's a robust site of women participating. With each story, they can go in and make comments, and then we can have an ongoing discussion on the particular theme within each story. Also, I would hope that within a year, women would share their stories. There's a tab for sharing your story, and women would share their stories, and then I could contact them, and we could talk about it, maybe do a podcast about it. And so we would have more stories, we would have a library of stories, and we would have a very engaged population. You know, we're just launching it now, and so I really want to see if I can have this worldwide web, because it really is worldwide. I have stories from Paris, I have stories from France, from Paris, I have stories from London. I'm hoping to hear from women throughout the world. Would you like to hear any of the titles of the stories?
Yes, get into that if you would.
Okay. Well, these are just a few that I pulled off this morning. The Menstrual Cycle, Life Map by Kate Merrick in London, England. Kate is a Gestalt therapist, and she takes the menstrual cycle, and she has women track their cycle, and then she works with them to plan their lives around their cycles, because as all women know, there are better times of the month than other times to make important decisions, maybe it's times just to be more quiet and within ourselves. So she discusses what she does with her clients. Then I have a very compelling story by a woman from Cincinnati who writes a story about menarche, a story of aching and understanding and family secrets. Very powerful, and I did a podcast with her, which really shouldn't be missed. We have menopause stories from Paris. I have one on toxic shock. You know, toxic shock was in the 80s, and women died. And I was speaking at a university a few months ago, and I heard of a young woman on that campus who died from toxic shock. And it just really knocked me over. And so I started doing some research. Her mother has contributed her daughter's story to the site. I have a story of sisters and surrogacy, how two sisters, you know, one sister got pregnant. Two sisters had two babies for one of the sisters. And so it's a beautiful story on surrogacy. And then because of the recent issue with vaccinations, I wrote a personal story about my husband's sister who died from the measles in 1958. And that's called The Shadow Box and Vaccinations, because all we have left of this beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl is a shadow box with her birth certificate, her death certificate, her pearls, her booties. So that's a very poignant story. And then I have one of A Tale of Two Cancers and one of Two Sisters Surviving and Thriving, some very critical life events. Those are just a few of the stories. They're dynamic. They're wonderful. And, you know, if you bought a couple of magazines a month, you would not get this quality of information.
Do you believe health practitioners are doing a good job educating women on the challenges facing women through all ages and stages of life?
You know, I think that there is much good information out there. I think that where you run into problems, and women can go search the internet for themselves. Once again, this is where you come up with all the ads, et cetera. The challenge is when you go to see a provider, the provider only has a certain amount of time, and we all know we should take our questions and we should be prepared. One of those things is to know what's going on with your body, to know how your cycle's going, so that when you go in and you say, this is what's happening to me over the last 3 months I've noticed, or this very marked event has happened recently, go in prepared, because they don't have the time. And if they try to take care of a woman related to hormonal issues, but they really don't know what's going on with her body, they can only give their opinion. And their opinion isn't necessarily what's happening with the body. I think they do the best they can, many of them, with the constraints they have. Many of them are still patriarchal and feel like they have all the answers for you. So we really need to be participants. And the first thing we need to do to be a participant is to understand our menstrual cycle, to understand our hormones, and this module will certainly guide you that way. When I did my research for my doctorate, the young women who participated stated, number one, that they learned about the menstrual cycle from their mother, but then the research shows that their mothers don't know the menstrual cycle. And what they really learned from their mothers was self-care, which is great, but women don't know their menstrual cycles, and so that's why they need to be prepared to go and be aware if there's any changes, and let the doctor know, let the practitioner, the midwife know what is going on with them, so that they can have the advantage and do their job the way they would want to do it if they had the knowledge.
Well, it certainly has been good to have had you. It's really great what you're doing for the ladies out there, getting them informed. Such a great value. Dr. Moon, where can folks get more information about Women's Health Dynamics, and where do they go to sign up?
Okay, well, go to womenshealthdynamics.com. There is no apostrophe in the women's, so just womenshealthdynamics.com. Look at the front page. The front page has the products on it. It talks about myself and my colleague who I work with, and it, along the tabs at the top. And then scroll down and look at the product. Probably the consumer product is the one that they would be interested in. And then below that, you can have a free trial. You can look at some of the stories. And then below that is a quiz you can take. If you want to know, if you know about the menstrual cycle, you can take the quiz. You cannot know too much about your body. You know, I have to tell you a story. I presented yesterday to a person who owns an academy, and they told me that when they do their human biology course, they get all the way to the reproductive cycle, and then they tell the children to go home and talk to their parents about it. And so I asked, and do the parents have tools to use? Because my module would be perfect for the parents to have if they wanted to teach this in the home. And she said, well, they're learned people. They could go on the internet and find things. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's challenging. But many parents do that. They go on and they find things and they find books. My module would just complete that library for them. But I thought it was interesting. This is still something that we kind of keep tucked away, you know. And I guess I often feel like I need to shout it from the rooftops. This reproductive system is so important for women throughout their lives. And it's the stories they tell their children, their grandchildren, because grandmothers should be a part of this, and the stories they share with their friends and with other women totally enrich our lives. And that's what I found. And so that's my passion.
And it certainly comes through loud and clear. Dr. Joan Moon, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best. I'm certainly looking forward to an update down the road.
Thank you so much. I've really appreciated visiting with you.
We have as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Joan Moon, founder and creator of Women's Health Dynamics, who has launched a new web portal that helps women with basic health questions. And for more information and to sign up, it's womenshealthdynamics.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.